Leaving Inverness, this railway line northwards takes a meandering route from seashore to inland glen, back to the coast and then inland again, across the wide open expanses of peatland and farmland to reach the far North Sea. It is an amazingly varied journey. Initially, it's a route associated with water, crossing the River Ness and the Caledonian Canal before following the shoreline of the Beauly Firth to the mouth of the River Beauly. Across the Firth is the Black Isle. It's not actually an island, and nor is it black, but it is a landscape of rich farmland and trees. It was here that an ambitious programme to reintroduce red kites to Scotland began in the late 1980s. Mark Stephen caught up with Brian Etheridge of the RSPB, who's been working with the Black Isle Red Kites since the reintroduction programme began.
Describe a red kite to me.
Red kite is a large bird of prey. It's probably much larger than a crow. It has very diagnostic flight, deep wing beats. But the most striking thing about it is it's got a large forked tail. And there is no other bird of that size with a big forked tail. So it's quite characteristic. It's also very striking plumage. It's got a russet red tail, from which the name red kite springs from. And the plumage is overall quite rufous as well. So it's quite a beautiful bird of prey as well to look at.
Where we're standing at the moment, we're in open woodland. So you've got quite a lot of Scots pine, you've got birch, you've got low sort of scrubby areas directly in front of us. But it's predominantly an open area. Is this good kite country?
This is very good kite country. They like this sort of mosaic of countryside. They like mature woodland for breeding in, for building their nests. The open ground for hunting over, this is where they seek their food. The kite just circles around, moving over open country, looking for something. And it often is dead stuff, you know, like mice or voles. They're dying all the time, and the kite is there to find them.
Why did they need to be reintroduced?
If you go back probably 300 years in Scotland, the kite was probably one of the most abundant large birds you would have seen. They would have been everywhere. They would have been scavenging around the villages and the small communities that was then present in Scotland. They would have been scavenging around the cities as well. They just thrived where men and humans were. They cleared up the mess. They just ate rubbish. So for a long time, kites were viewed as special birds to be protected because they cleaned up our mess. But then a big change came about early in the 19th century. Then large areas of Scotland was put over to become sporting estates. And with the sporting estate came the gamekeeper with the gun. And so in a space of about 50 years during the 19th century, the red kite went from being a very common and widespread species to being totally extinct in Scotland.
How successful has the red kite reintroduction been to Scotland and in this area?
Well, we've in the last 23 years now, we've gone from one breeding pair back in 1992 to the current population, which is somewhere just short of 250 pairs.
How do you feel? What do you think of when you actually watch one of these things fly?
I've been working on the species now for 20 years. I mean, they still excite me. I still think they're a magnificent bird. And I still feel that there's no reason why a member of the public anywhere in Britain shouldn't be able to go out into the countryside and see one of these birds. Because these birds are adaptable to virtually all sort of rural areas. They'll occur right up to the edges of towns. So here we are, only a few miles out of Inverness, and this is kite country.